Hello, hello, gods and goddesses. So glad for you to join me this afternoon. Today has been such a fulfilling day, you know, getting things done and focusing on, you know, happiness. Really focusing on self-care. That's what I really want to discuss today. I feel like as a black woman, that's a mother, a sister, a friend, you must take care of yourself. I feel like self-care really helps in embracing you to really being the best you, doing the things you love. You can't do them if you don't care for yourself. It's like trying to work out with a broken ankle. You got to get your priorities straight. So in my eyes and my opinion, self-care has been a big impact to keeping peace in my home. Personally, what I do for self-care is I for sure try my best to get a massage. I for sure try my best to go meditating, go for a walk, go for a run. All these things that may seem like, oh, I don't have time for it. Well, you make time for what you want and what you prioritize in your life, honestly. For also my children as a mother, I tend to like to meditate with them. Like after I meditate, I let them meditate like an hour before school. That way they have their minds clear. They go to school with an energized feeling. They go to school with more of a aware feeling, aware thoughts. They're not so much about, oh, had a bad dream, or oh, I had to get ready for school, or oh, I'm so tired. None of that. They're so focused because their mind is clear now. It's out of the way of stressing or not having things done the way they want. I also tend to read a book, which I make sure all three of them are around me, and I read a book to them because knowledge is power. You know, reading helps you ask questions, help you wonder about more things, helps you want to research, helps you want to learn more. And I feel like that gives a time for us to connect. That gives a time for me to understand what they're learning in school. Luckily enough for me, for their schools, they have like a system online where I get to check out what they learned in school daily. It's a blog, and it really helps me having to connect with them and talk about what I learned as a child. You know, luckily enough, we both are growing up in Canada, so the curriculum is really the same for both of us. So I pretty much remember everything I've learned in elementary and all that, so I can speak to them and say, hey, you know, I learned this when I was in school. I learned how to do this addition or multiplication, whatever the case is. And it really helps us connect because we're relatable. You know, that's a great thing about being a young mom. I also like to do massage. I massage my kids because I feel like it really helps them have self-care. And it also teaches them affection. I've taken a parenting class in the past, and it really taught us that we need to be affectionate towards our kids, you know? So, like, we need to teach them soft touch and bad touch, obviously. And teaching them soft touch teaches them to be affectionate when they're older, especially boys that are rough. You really gotta teach them how to relax, and it helps them love their body, because when you're getting a massage, you're shown nurture. You're shown how sensitive your skin is and how much you wanna love it, and it makes you love yourself. It really is a sense of self-love and self-care at the same time. So you're winging it for two, killing two birds with one sparrow. So I love massaging them because it gives me the chance to be affectionate with them. So as they grow older, they get to learn that, you know, this is how I want my body to be treated. This is how I like somebody's body to be treated. Me personally, I've always been a healer in a sense. I've always been a healer, period, because I loved affection. I love being passionate. And I feel like healing somebody's body gives to me a sense of me giving. And also, it gives them a sense of relief. So for my children, I really love to do that. It really brings in a sense of love and affection, a connection. It brings our relationship stronger. It builds us to have more of an understanding of each other. and it's very intimate between us, as me and my children. I tend to do that with, because my daughter is young, so I tend to wait after I bath her and I oiling her. I love to give her a massage then, and it really relaxed her muscles and it helped her sleep well. For my boys, I tend to do it right after we read a book. I tell them, go shower, and they go shower and come back, and I say, okay, now it's time for your massage. So it helps me oil their body and basically let them sleep real nice. And I put meditation music or Zen music, and it helps them really relax. So I think when you give, you receive more. It's so priceless when you give, because you really do receive a sense of joy, a sense of happiness, and a sense of knowing that somebody else is appreciating your gifts, you know. Self-care is really key, guys. It really brings in a sense of understanding of who you are as well. It helps you really relate to what you like and don't like, because if you don't know what you don't like, how are you gonna know what you like? So if you know you don't like being, let's say, slapped in the arm, then obviously you'll know that you do like being touched in a more sensible way in the arm. So yeah, I think massage is very key in my household. Meditation helps because your mind gives up before your body. You really need to relax your mind. You really need to relax and live in the moment and really be grateful. That's another thing I work on. I like to write down what I'm grateful for every morning, or I also like to recite what my goals are in the future. So when I write what I'm grateful for, I think of just the things that you take for granted. You know, I can walk, I can talk, it's nice outside, or I have food on my table, I can provide, I have a mother. All these things that are very beautiful that we take for granted at times, you know, because what you don't know you have, once you lose it, you realize what you had. So I really be grateful for the moments, because there was a time in my life where I wanted the things I have right now. And I really write about my new goals and my new aspirations and future things that I want to bring them to life. That's how you manifest, you know. And it's a sense of self-care, because it makes me really understand the process, really understand where I'm coming from, and keep going, you know. A lot of times when you don't set goals or you don't push through to really think about your dreams and what you want to get to, you start to feel like this is all you're going to be in for life. But when you really think forward and like read about it, it becomes reality. You manifest it. And not only that, you escape from where you are and you get to where you want to get to. There are so many types of blessings in this world. Blessings don't necessarily mean material or money. Blessings could literally mean great people, laughter, jokes, support, celebrations, different types of things, rewards. And these all really are great ways to understand how to appreciate more of the things you have around you. Like for me, I know I have to be blessed with abundance. I have to count that as a blessing. I have to count my patience, because I haven't always been so patient. I have to count the friends and the support that I have around me. It all comes back to really counting what you got around you and really understanding it and really appreciating it, because the more you appreciate, the more room you make for it to come more into your life, and even more blessings and better things. You know, learn your virtues, understand them, and sit down and really reflect on them and say, hey, I am courageous, hey, I am prosperous, I am gracious. Say those things to yourself, because those are what you are. You know, you gotta think of yourself in the brightest light. That's the key to self-care. You gotta think of yourself first, because you can't give your best if you don't have your best. You know, you gotta use the tools you have. You can manifest anything you want, whether you want a girl's night out every Friday or you want your nails done every week, whatever it is, just get it done, because self-care really impacts your life and is really crucial. You know, a lot of parents, or me as a parent, I used to never want to break. I used to think that what I was doing was great in the sense of rushing into, okay, school, job, providing for my children. But then as I got older, I started to realize I need to relax. I recently had an accident, actually, a few months back, and it really taught me to slow down. I didn't cause the accident, but somebody hit me. So in that accident, it really taught me to slow down and really realize what's around me, you know. And there was a time where I wished to have my last child and be able to stay home and take care of her and have money come into my account. And those things happened simply because I had to remember what I asked for in the past. So be careful what you wish for, because you get what you want, honestly. You don't get what you are. I mean, you don't get what you want, you get what you are. And yeah, I did plan for this, but I forgot about it. And I didn't think it was possible at the time, but it happened. It happened in a mysterious way, in a way that some people may say it was a horrible way, but in the end it was a blessing. So I really take the time to care for myself, and this year has been a lot about caring for my, last year actually started with a lot of caring for myself and really deciding what I have room for. Like, if you have room for happiness, then plant it there and keep it growing, you know. I had to detox myself from certain friends, because I tend to realize that in life we have a garden each, and in that garden, you know, seeds are planted, and we're not the only planters in the garden. So the more you surround yourself, let's say around a negative friend, they planted that seed, then they keep coming more into it with water and nourishing it. The more you talk to them, the more you surround yourself around them, the more negativity you have from them. And I've learned to realize, like, a lot of the people that I'm around, like, I am African, Sudanese, a lot of this, I'm Canadian citizen too, so I'm born in Kenya, but a lot of the, I'm more around Sudanese people than I think Kenyan, but like in the beginning of my life at least, and then later on I was more with Canadians. But I've noticed, really particularly with the Sudanese culture, people tend to stay together and tend to be in the same circle, and that's where they end up losing. But the ones that branch out and learn and grow, I'm not saying unity is not key, but I'm saying the ones that branched out actually grew more and did better, simply because they realized some people are toxic. You know, it's great to go and branch out and do better, but come back with that information and help. Because I tend to know that with, like, Sudanese culture, we tend to not want to believe somebody who is starting up. We want to see progress. We want to see a project complete. We don't want to see the process, which is hard, which is sad. But yeah, I learned that when you take it yourself away from the equation and you focus on yours and yours alone, you get better, you do better, and you focus much better. I am an extrovert. I love to be around people, but I do need my time away. Because when I have my time away, it really helps me to reflect and reprogram and get things going in my life. Because I tend to be, when I'm around people, all types of people, there's family, friends, whatever, I lose it. I'm so focused into the idea how things should be, old beliefs and how things have always been. But like, which one of y'all are millionaires around here? None. So it makes me really question. But in the end of the day, I know everybody's a lesson, you know, if not a blessing. So I learned a lot from these people, and I learned to keep my courage and keep going and keep pushing through. You know, you don't need to be around people that tolerate. You need to be around people that celebrate you. And being around people that celebrate me is a whole different world. You know, it's around people that have careers and are making millions or whatever, because guess what? They're making me get into that world as well. And guess what? I'll be the next billionaire. You know, you are who you surround yourself around. So that's what my goal and what I've been surrounding myself around is a lot of people that are, you know, experts at what they do and are moving forward and are able to give to me and fulfill my cup. And I get to fulfill my cup even more, you know, because I have to start filling up my cup in order to have people give more into the cup, you know. So abundance is really key for me. So I hope y'all gods and goddesses are doing great. I want y'all to release the gods and goddess within you, because you got no choice but to win. Follow me or subscribe YouTube, Periscope, and IG, All Sudanese Goddess. So find me soon. I'll be around, and much love for the rest of the day.